Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today we are looking at Section 168B of the Internal Revenue Code. This section sets the depreciation method for each asset class. It is a short code section, but it is the reason that reclassifying a component into a faster asset class produces the savings it does. Let me back up and explain what a depreciation method is, in plain terms. When you own a depreciable asset, you spread the cost out over time. The recovery period tells you how long that window is. Section 168C8, which we cover in a separate episode, sets those periods: 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 15 years, 39 years, and others. But the period alone does not tell you how much of the deduction you get in year 1 versus year 5. That is where the method comes in. The method tells you the shape of the deduction. Do the deductions come in equal slices every year, or do they front-load, giving you more in the early years and less later? Section 168B sets the method for each class. Here is what it says. For 3-year, 5-year, 7-year, and 10-year property, the method is 200% declining balance, switching to straight line when straight line would give you a bigger deduction. 200% declining balance means you apply twice the straight line rate to the remaining basis each year. In the early years, that produces a much larger deduction than straight line would. For 15-year and 20-year property, the method is 150% declining balance, also switching the straight line at the right time. A residential rental property at 27.5 years and commercial real property at 39 years, the method is straight line only. The deductions come in equal amounts every year for the life of the asset. So here is why this method is for a cost segregation study. When a study moves a component from the 39-year class into the 5-year class, two things happen at once. First, the recovery window gets much shorter. 39 years becomes 5 years. Second, the method changes. Straight line becomes 200% declining balance. Those shifts work together to produce a much larger deduction in the early years of ownership. Let me give you a rough sense of the difference. On a straight line 39-year schedule, you deduct about 2.5% of the cost each year. On a 200% declining balance 5-year schedule, you might deduct around 38 to 40% of the cost in the very first year before the switch to straight line. That is not a small difference. It is an order of magnitude change in how fast the cost flows through your tax return. When you then add bonus depreciation on top, which allows 100% deduction in year 1 for qualifying property, the entire basis of that component disappears in the first year. Section 168B is still the underlying method, but bonus overrides it for the first year. The bottom line is this: a cost segregation study is not just about shortening the recovery period, it is about unlocking both a shorter period and an accelerated method. Section 168B is the authority that governs the method. Together with the period rules in Section 168C8, it defines exactly how valuable each reclassified component is. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how these rules apply to your specific property, take a look at the authority library in your report.